Breakfast Briefing on Newstalk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.
Well, Varadkar backs Aizil Rao candidate as furore grows. That's the lead on the Irish Independent. The Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, is continuing to back a controversial Fine Gael candidate who has repeatedly linked migrants with terror group Aizil. Despite coming under pressure from some in his own party to abandon Fiona Murphy's candidacy in Wexford, Mr Varadkar said he would certainly campaign with her amid a split among senior Fine Gael figures. Well, that story is also the lead on the Irish Examiner. Varadkar must take the blame for race card politics. Fine Gael has been branded a safe house for right-wing politics after the Taoiseach continued to back a by-election candidate who claimed asylum seekers need to be deprogrammed when they come here. The Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, has expressed confidence in Fine Gael's Wexford by-election candidate, Fiona Murphy, and will continue to campaign for her. And so that story leads on the Irish Examiner as well, so and will likely rumble on. The Irish Times, it leads on insurance. Fraudsters should be sent to prison. Public insurer says courts must throw out exaggerated claims and jail offenders. Irish society's growing acceptance and normalisation of insurance fraud is encouraging false and exaggerated claims and providing an income supplement to the morally challenged, according to the head of claims at the state's largest public sector insurer. And that story also featured in the news bulletins yesterday on insurance. Moving to then the tabloids, they follow mainly on the follow-up, the Lucan discovery of a body of in a burned-out car yesterday. And the Irish Daily Mirror leads on betrayed and murdered. Man found shot in the head and burning car was lured to his death by a trusted pal, according to the Irish Daily Mirror. The Irish Daily Star, DNA used to identify shot and burned victim, dental records trawled after man blasted in head, according to the paper, and it features a picture of the car being removed from the scene in Lucan, County Dublin yesterday. Body destroyed in car, says the paper. That's on the Irish Daily Star. The Irish Sun, dead hitman walking. This is a car victim exclusive, according to Stephen Breen in the Irish Sun. Cops suspect body is of key Kinahan ally. That's their take on the discovery in Lucan yesterday. And the Herald also leads on that story. Gangland double cross probed. A blaze car victim escaped earlier hit, according to Conor Feehan in the Herald on that, their front page. And the Irish Daily Mail, well, it goes with a completely different story on its front page. It's gone with RTE's art sale blow. RTE's controversial decision to sell off prize works of art, including two pieces by Louis de Broglie, backfired yesterday as the paintings failed to sell for the prices expected. Some of the five paintings that went on sale in Sotheby's in London had to be withdrawn, including one of the Lebocchi's, but neither of those that did sell achieved their higher guide price. So they're the stories that lead the papers this morning. Inside, you'll find some interesting stories as well. On the front of the paper, front of the Irish Independent and inside, it features this health study, which featured in our news bulletin as well, but a slightly different angle. Most parents of young children are overweight. Eilish O'Regan writes in the Irish Independent, most parents of young children are overweight or obese, according to a shocking new study on the health of the nation. While parents are meant to be setting a healthy example for their children, almost three quarters of fathers with children aged under 18 are too fat. Meanwhile, more than half of mothers with young children are also overweight or obese. The worrying picture is revealed in the Department of Health's Healthy Ireland study published today. It also reveals that one in every six parents is a smoker and half are not doing the minimum recommended levels of physical activity. And that story features in the Irish Independent. Also in that paper, a story that caught my eye was the end of the road in sight for the Leap card as mobile phones set to take over. It seems that plans are underway to automate the the payment of fares on public transport, and commuters will use mobile phones or bank cards to pay for journeys on buses, trains and the Lewis under new plans from the National Transport Authority. I was in London over the weekend. I know you can use your contactless payment on most transport over there. However, we seem to be a long way off. It could be 2027 before the LEAP card will be phased out completely. And basically, the National Transport Authority has issued a market consultation notice to engage with potential service providers as part of its plans to introduce account-based ticketing. And not too soon either. I do think it is very handy, particularly when you're always searching for change, and you know you need exact change, certainly in Dublin. On the front of the Irish Examiner, another story they feature: Garda sex crime unit in limbo due to staffing. The specially trained Gardaí cannot take up their positions in a promised sexual offences investigation unit in West Cork because there are no extra personnel to replace them on the front line. The staffing crisis is also preventing Gardaí being appointed to the roads policing unit in the West Cork Garda Division from taking up their post. Inside the Irish Examiner, a follow-up to a story about a plane that was diverted to Ireland in recent weeks. Doubts over fumes source on US flight. Doubts have been raised over a US Airlines claim that its diversion of a transatlantic flight from London was due to odour from a spilled cleaning product. The incident on board the American Airlines flight 729 saw two crew and one passenger taken to hospital. The BBC has seen documents showing that the Airbus A330 aircraft was leaking oil before the flight from Heathrow to Philadelphia, but that was diverted to Dublin on October 21st when that issue arose. So that story, an interesting exclusive there by the BBC, reported in the Irish Examiner. In the Irish Times, it follows up this row between the local authorities and the government over funding. And it seems that Dublin Council is set for budget negotiation. So government has agreed to talks with Dublin City Council to solve the impasse over funding to run the city in 2020, according to the Minister of State for Housing, Damien English. He's confirmed, and councillors on Monday refused to pass a budget which includes an 8.4 million loss in rates on Irish water properties. They agreed to defer their budget vote for a week to seek talks with the government. Now, also moving on to the tabloids, the Irish Daily Mirror has an interesting story. It has cruel mobs, vigilante attack, torture. And this is also an attack in the border region. And it'll kind of bring back shocking memories, really, for the recent attacks over there. And let me see, that was... page 6, and it's basically an attack in County Monaghan, and it seems like a vigilante attack, and Gardaí are investigating that, and they are the main stories. Just one final one as we wrap up. On page 3 of the Irish Sun, a hard luck lads, last laugh for Partridge, Coke gaff over new drink name, Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola's plans to sell new fizzy drinks, aha, in the UK or Ireland has fallen flat, as its name is Alan Partridge's catchphrase.
Breakfast Briefing on Newstalk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.